This is KUT. Austinites are voting in 10 different geographically drawn city council districts this election year. It's a big change from the former at-large system. So this week, we're continuing our look at each of the city's districts and their needs. Today, KUT's Joy Diaz takes a look at District 7.
I'm in the heart of District 7, right in the middle of the hustle and bustle of the Domain. District 7's southernmost point is 45th Street, and from there, it stretches all the way north to Wells Branch Parkway. Farmer Lane runs through it. One issue that's been in the minds of many District 7 neighbors has to do with an old tract of land.
It's 75 acres, roughly, left over from the Republic of Texas.
They just call it Bull Creek. It's actually in District 10, just on the other side of the line from District 7. It's at the corner of 45th and Bull Creek Road. Joe Reynolds has lived in what's now District 7 for decades. He says this piece of land is beautiful, a wildflower haven with old, old trees.
And they're big enough that when we started measuring them, it would take three people to link hand to hand and put the tape around the tree.
So what could be done with this land? All sorts of ideas have been floated around. Why not make it into something similar to the Miller neighborhood? Why not create a preserve? Why let private developers buy here when the city of Austin could transform it into a paradise for affordable housing? Ruthie Redmond was hoping the city of Austin would follow this last route.
I feel like this is a golden opportunity that the city missed.
Redmond is a renter in District 7. She pays her rent comfortably, but many of her friends can't. Lately, Redmond has wondered why the city is not investing more in affordable housing, especially in areas that are surrounded by trees and creeks.
The Urban Land Institute just awarded the city an award.
The award is for the city's impressive leadership to meet future affordable housing needs. That's something Redmond thinks could have been done at Bull Creek. The state was willing to let the 75 acres go to the city for about $31 million.
Which is a really good price.
But the city passed. The land will presumably go to one or more developers, and that worries both Redmond and Reynolds. He and a group called the Bull Creek Road Coalition have been working with Austin State Senator Kirk Watson to try and protect the land.
With Senator Watson's help, we were able to get legislation in place that if one of these developments was to happen, it would be done under local land use rules.
Some of those rules include the creation of affordable housing. However, what's happened in the past is that developers build in coveted places and then put the required affordable housing units elsewhere. The next city council will have some say over what gets built on the land at 45th and Bull Creek through zoning and other rules. Eight candidates are running for District 7. Joy Diaz, KUT News.